Crews have now removed most of the fuel from a tug and barge that ran aground 60 miles southeast of Cordova on Wednesday. According to the Coast Guard, Alaska Marine Services has offloaded 1,700 gallons of diesel fuel from the Hook Point Alaganik since yesterday, 225 gallons of hydraulic oil and other miscellaneous paint, solvents, and other containers were also removed. State Department of Environmental Conservation State On-Scene Coordinator Stephen Russell says the next phase of recovery efforts is to salvage the vessel.
If it's possible in the salvage operations, that fuel and other petroleum products can be incorporated into that salvage effort, that the salvage boats take that fuel or they come back and get it at a later time, whatever the case may be.
The boat was on a tsunami debris cleanup project 60 miles southeast of Cordova when it encountered heavy waves, strong currents, and icebergs from the mouth of the Seal River. Coast Guard spokesperson Lieutenant Ali Furco says the currents caused the vessel to swing broadside into the waves, lift up, and then come down on the large pieces of ice.
And that impact broke the mechanical system that was holding the tug and barge together, and both washed up on the beach.
Furco says both people on board, who were wearing survival suits at the time, abandoned the ship. They made it safely to shore with help from a shoreside cleanup crew. The area is quite remote near Cape Yakutaga. Icebergs are not uncommon there. They come off the huge Bering Glacier and through the Seal River when the tide's right.